परमानंदे जम विष्णुपाद परमहं स्वर्गचर्यदृष्टोत्तस्थ श्री श्रीमद्भगवद्गीता सहचरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की नमाचरिसल हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवशादि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्यामकुंड राधाकुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की श्री क्षेत्र जगन्नाथ परिधाम की गंगा मैया की जमुना मैया की भक्ति देवी की श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सिंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु श्री गौरांग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 17, Text Number 45. Yeah. Sarvaha Samudharet Raja Piteva Vyasanat Prajaha Atmanam Atmana धीरो यथा गजपतिर गजान। सर्वः समुद्धरेत् राजा पीतेव व्यसनात् प्रजाः आत्मानमात्मना धीरो यथा गजपतिर गजान। सर्वाः समुद्धरेत् राजा पीतेव व्यसनात् प्रजाः आत्मानमात्मना धीरो यथा गजपतिर्गजान्। सर्वाः समुद्धरेत् राजा पीतेव व्यसनात् प्रजाः आत्मानमात्मना धीरो यथा गजपतिर्गजान्। सर्वाः ऑल समुद्रेत मस्ट फ्लिप्ड राजा द किंग पिता ए फादर ईवा लाइक वैश्वनाथ फ्रॉम डिफिकल्टीज प्रजाः द सिटीजन्स आत्मानम हिमसेल्फ आत्मना बाय हिमसेल्फ धीरा फियरलेस यथा जस्ट एज गजपति ही ए बुल एलिफेंट गजान द अदर एलिफेंट्स ट्रांसलेशन जस्ट एज चीफ बुल एलिफेंट प्रोटेक्ट्स ऑल अदर एलिफेंट्स इन हिज हर्ड and defends himself as well. Similarly, a fearless king, just like a father, must save all the citizens from difficulty and also protect himself. Purport. Lord Krishna, having concluded his discussion of Brahmanical duties, now describes the character and activities of a king, protecting all of the citizens from difficulty is an essential duty for the king. We'll continue two more verse, 46, translation. An earthly king who protects himself and all citizens by removing all sins from his kingdom will certainly enjoy with Lord Indra in airplanes as brilliant as the sun. 47, translation. If a Brahmana cannot support himself through his regular duties and is thus suffering, he may adopt the occupation of a merchant and overcome his destitute condition by buying and selling material things. If he continues to suffer extreme poverty even as a merchant, then he may adopt the occupation of a kshatriya, taking sword in hand. But he cannot in any circumstances become like a dog, accepting an ordinary master. Purport. Swabhritya, or a dog's profession, refers to the sudras, who cannot live without accepting a master. A destitute brahmana who is suffering intolerably may become a merchant and then a kshatriya, but may never take the position of a shudra by working in a company or accepting a master. Although a kshatriya is ordinarily considered more advanced than a vaishya, the Lord here recommends that distressed brahmanas first accept the vaishya occupation since it is non-violent. Hare Krishna. So the blessings of all assembled devotees. I would like to speak something on this subject matter. Varnashrama. Here Lord Krishna is speaking to Uddhava, and many points are coming up regarding duties of Varnashrama. And here he is starting to describe about the king. And very nicely it is quoted by Lord that how a king's main primary business is to protect, defend himself as well as others. And the king should be fearless in this regard. Kshatriya's main quality is fearless actually. If somebody has fear, then they cannot be kshatriyas. In that sense, Vaishyas are inferior because they have fear. Therefore, they keep money for future, for example, security. Sudras are also fear because they are also worried about the future and the present. Sudras are worried about present also and future also. Vaishyas are worried about future. Kshatriyas have no fear. Brahmanas have absolutely no fear. So these are the guna karma according to Lord's explanation in Bhagavad Gita, guna karma vibhagasha. So by quality one is brahmana, by activity one is brahmana, The activity may change in situation of distress. Here it is explained. But the guna cannot change as much as possible. Guna is more important than the karma. We can see here, a brahmana is very distressed, they can take a profession of a vaishya. But not kshatriya, because that will violate the principle of ahimsa, non-violence. That's a quality of brahmana. That quality has to be protected even more than karma or profession. So that's how much the quality is emphasized in deciding one's guna and karma and varna. In deciding one's varna, it's brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. And here the kshatriyas are supposed to be fearless and defend and lead. The bull elephant protects other elephants. These other kshatriyas are also like elephant only. They are not anything less. They are also very powerful. But the bull elephant is more powerful and he is leading the army like Bhima, Bhimsen. Others are also attacking with full fears. But he is leading and protecting the other elephants who are also fierce and fearless. That is kshatriya. Nowadays leader, they threaten the public and become the king. What is the question? What is the even question of protecting? Like the gangsters, they become politicians basically. I was listening to one of class, His Holiness Raghunath Swami Maharaj was saying that in America there are these gangsters who would come to your, if you have a shop or something, they'll come to you. They say, we will protect your shop and give us $100 a month as a tax. And if you don't give, then we have to break your shop, because others have to understand that we protect. They have to give security, otherwise their profession will not work. That's not the way kshatriyas act, but that's the way. Even the politicians are practically many places. Except few exceptions are there, who are like a kind of a hope. But most of the places it is like that. Used to be, and still it is like that. Anyway, so the point is protection. A point that Krishna, Lord Krishna is speaking, if you see, more is described about guna karma than janma or birth. It is explained by birth, everybody is Sudra. Janmaja jayade Sudra. That is a, by samskar one becomes Brahmana Dvija, twice born. And in this age, earlier it used to be so, this guna karma, somehow I just I don't have the privilege to speculate, but sometimes I do, I'll just share it. If you find inappropriate, you can reject it. But the point is, when Krishna says guna karma, the karma doesn't mean to this life's activity. The karma refers to many, many lifetimes activities. It is not just what we are doing right now. It is many, many lifetimes. We have been doing so many things, piety, impiety, whatever it is. It is going on for many, many lifetimes. And then we get birth in a certain situation, certain family. And that karma carries us to different families. So one who takes birth in a very nice, Prabhupada says, like 6th chapter also, Krishna explains to Arjuna that how, what happens to a yogi who falls down, for example, he asks. The 6th chapter, Dhyana Yoga, Lord Krishna explains Ashtanga Yoga in a very detailed way. It's very tough. It's a very tough chapter. Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi, 8 stages. And any stage one can fall down. Very tough. So it is very frightening. So, 6th chapter, Krishna frightens Arjuna. From 7th, he speaks about bhakti, to calm down everything. Don't worry. Just think of me and things will be taken care. That's how he concludes 6th chapter. Think of me. sorry, that is 9th chapter. But 7th chapter, he starts by saying that you think of me and carry on your duty. Maya sakta mana partha, yoga manja madasraya. You're worried about all this falling business, just think of me and carry out your business. Maya sakta, being attached to me, that is important. Attachment to Krishna is very important. In that attachment, if you take shelter, then everything becomes very conducive. Everything becomes very nice to practice. But if that attachment is not there, then how can we take shelter of Krishna? That attachment is required. In general, in this world, attachment is considered to be very bad. It can bring a lot of illusion. Attachments can bring a lot of illusion. It can make a person become mad also. Right? So those attachments are not good, because then you, madness means what? You cannot understand what is right, what is wrong, and do, especially it goes to a negative direction only, attachments. A lot of illusion. But attachment to Krishna is good. Irrespective of what? If it is illusion, let it be. No problem. But that attachment is required. Then only you can take shelter of Krishna. And in that shelter, one can actually grow. So Krishna is speaking about all the difficulties in the 6th chapter. But 7th chapter says, just be attached to me and the other illusion will not trouble. Then he says, how is source of everything? Earth, water, air, fire, ether, everything is a source, mind, intelligence, ego. So all these things are caused up or fall down. Isn't it? The senses, the mind, the material forms. Yeah? All these things are cause of error. This is, I am the source. And you take matta, just take shelter of me. Then there is no problem. That sloka where Krishna says that matta paradharma anyat, there is nothing that exists without me. And one who takes shelter of me, I take care. So, this process is very simple, but without that attachment, it cannot be practiced. So Arjuna is asking, what about one who practices but falls down? That when he speaks about yogi in 6th chapter, Arjuna have that fear, I have done so much, what will happen? Of course, Krishna already spoke about it in 2nd chapter itself. Neha vikrama nasosti, there is no nasa, there is no destruction. Anything done with goodwill, Krishna remembers forever. Krishna remembers the bad thing also. Therefore, we get reactions. You know, bad activity, all the bad activity has to burn some reactions. And we get that reaction. We know it in our life. We do get some reactions. These reactions are because of bad karma. Who gives it? It comes from, ultimately comes from Krishna. And he remembers that. If he remembers bad thing, why can't he remember good thing? Because he loves. He loves all living entity, therefore he will definitely remember the good things. Right? But there is no destruction of anything done with a good will, especially devotional service, there is no destruction at all. But then Arjuna has this doubt, somebody is practicing and falls down, what will happen? Then Krishna says, nothing to worry, they will take birth in very nice situations. Either in a devotee family, or a very pure Brahminical family, or in a family full of opulences, so that they don't have to worry about money and maintenance. That will be taken care. And they can continue their practice. The point is continuing practice. So the karma, guna karma, that Krishna speaks about in 4th chapter, guna karma vivhagasa, while speaking about varna or caste, that karma just refers to the entire, what you call, summation, the history, till the point. And then one takes certain form, certain birth. So naturally, those who take birth in very good families, as Krishna spoke in 6th chapter, they are having good karma. What is that good karma means? They have done good activities in their past lives, including hopefully the present, sometimes, because deviation can be any time, any place. But yeah, there is. If you see somebody is taking birth in good family, that means that person, that typical, that soul, that person is a very good person. Somebody confirming. That is confirmation. Okay. So that is, so once we understand that, but then Krishna, while describing the current status of a person, he speaks more about activity and qualities, especially qualities, because activity may vary because of situations. And in this Kali Yuga, everybody is distressed practically. So whoever is doing whatever comes their way, whichever company offers job, that is accepted. Right? You apply so many places, whoever gives the first appointment letter, okay, let us take it. Because we don't know what's going to happen, you know. You can't depend on your nature, your prabhriti. You can't survive, you'll die. So it is not wrong to change the activity, like Krishna very kindly confirmed here. But the qualities has to be maintained in all situations. That qualities reside so that one is a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya. If one is fearful, cannot be in a police department, you know. Life will be totally, you know, nightmares. He can't sleep any night. Like I know one of our friends, he is actually a Kshatriya devotee. Our god brother lives in Calcutta. So he was doing all these court activities. On one time, one gunda, gangster, he calls him in the middle of the night and threatens him, I'll kill you. I'll murder you. He says, see, I'm so tired, I want to sleep now. Whatever you want to do, do tomorrow. And he hangs up the phone and goes back to sleep. That's a Kshatriya quality, you know. He may be doing business, you know, running a hotel or things like that. But his qualities are that of a Kshatriya. That qualities we have to maintain, we have to remain in that quality, otherwise it is very difficult. This is one point that we can see from this nice verses, where Krishna is telling in situations that is not conducive to practice our karma according to our guna, according to qualities, to practice duty, it's difficult, we can change the activity, but try to preserve the qualities. If Brahmana can do activity of Vaishya, although Kshatriyas are better, but because Vaishya's activities are non-violent, which preserves his quality as a Brahmin, that is preferred over. So this is a big relief. In Kali Yuga especially, when people activities are all hustle bustle, it's all mixed up, messed up. And nobody is trained to be what they are. Everybody is following the same education system, same pattern. It's like a herd's mentality, everything is happening. So naturally, there is a lot of chaos and confusion, dissatisfaction and distress. So following one's quality is number one priority. Number two is, if we can do some activity following that quality, then that will give us satisfaction. So these two things we can learn from these verses. Okay, so now the next is, here the translation and the purports are a little heavy, like swabhruti or dog's position, profession, referring to Sudra. There's something people will feel a little offended, things like that. And especially in the age where everybody is practically Sudra, because fearful and attached to material enjoyment. So these are qualities of Sudra. So when it is said that the Brahmana can take the activity of a Vaishya and a Kshatriya, but not Sudra in any situation, what does it mean? Does it mean the Brahmana is superior, Sudra is inferior? All these kind of feelings may arise in our mind and heart, right? Because everybody has some kind of burnt experience because of the caste system in India, which is very much in the hot topic in newspaper and everywhere. In the intelligentsia, all the places, writers, authors, they speak about it. Many condemn, many negative points about caste system, basically. But if we understand the principles, there is nothing to feel bad about these statements. Does it mean Brahmanas are superior and independent and powerful, or it is too inferior a job they should not take? It's not like that. Why Brahmana doesn't take accept a master? Because Brahmana has already a master, that is Krishna. He is not without master. A Brahmana has full faith that Krishna will protect. That's a Brahman. It's not that he doesn't accept master. He has accepted already a master. So to change a master means having a lack of faith in Krishna. And that Krishna is saying, don't do this. Have trust in me. Don't accept another master. I am already your master. I will protect you. What is your fear? Do some mercantile activity if it is required. Take up a sword if required. You know, administer rule. But don't take another master. That means it's insult to me. You know, because of your karma, you are destitute. You are poverty stricken, whatever. You are not able to even maintain your own family and not money to buy milk or whatever. You know, or grains. Beg, if even after begging you are not getting, Brahmana should beg and get, because that's how it should come. The charity, they beg charity. Give knowledge and whatever charity comes, they are satisfied, santushta. These are qualities they should maintain. And while doing also mercantile activity, they should not do business of liquor, for example. Selling liquor or meat or those things. They should, that considers violence and tamogun. They can't do those things. Right? So like that, they will do activities, but they cannot accept a master because already there is a master. And that's what defines a Brahmin, that he is totally surrendered to Krishna. He has a master. That is the primary principle of being a Brahman. So if he rejects that position of accepting Krishna, trust in Krishna, then he becomes a Sudra basically. Then they cannot remain a Brahman. And Sudras should not feel bad, those who do not have trust in Krishna, who wants to work and protect and do things like that, accepting another master, because they can't see Krishna. They see here, he is my Krishna. This person is Krishna for me. You know, because he gives me job, he gives me my remuneration, he gives me facilities, you know, my comfort. All these things this person is giving. He is the Krishna for me. And he has a loyalty to that person and he serves and derives all the things that is required to maintain and sustain. But this person cannot see Krishna in his lifetime. So therefore, so such a person, Krishna says, actually it is, Krishna says in Gita, 7th chapter only again, that I only fulfill the desires of people who worship different demigods, you know, different personalities. But it is not wrong. It is not wrong. Because they need to be happy in their life, right? They have a right to be happy. They have a right to become happy. And that's how they become happy. So let it be, Krishna fulfills that. Because of lack of spiritual evolution, they cannot trust so much in Krishna. And if a Brahmin does such kind of things, then how come he's Brahmin? Now, such Brahmins who have a lot of faith in Krishna, purely fearless, sinless, pure, they become natural leader for these people. And they have a very... their nice relationship of protection, care department. all those things they do. So one is superior. Why? Because they have more compassion. They have more mercy. They have more love. They have more devotion in their heart. It is because of that people are attracted. Dhira, dhira, janau karo, priya karo. So all these Goswamis, they are attractive to all. Why? Because they carry that compassion, the love, mercy. Sanatana Goswami, you know, used to go to many places all over Vrindavan. And people would be cling to him. Why? Because he was always caring and blessing and those things he was doing. And not caring for himself more than caring for others. See, somebody doesn't have any worries, any distress, very happy being connected to Krishna. But that person is worried when others are distressed. That's a great quality, isn't it? Like we hear that even Mahaprabhu's many pastimes are there, where he cares for devotees. I think once he put a chadar on Govinda, something like that, in one pastime, his servant. So he was in ecstasy, but he was taking care. It's not that he was in ecstasy, he was forgetting to take care of the people who are depending on him. Right? Krishna is always in ecstasy, but then he takes care. There are many examples. So a person's greatness or quality is not in being independent leader, this and that. That's how we have made the caste system look very ugly. But if a person carries this, all these great values, great virtues and qualities, then naturally everybody is accepting that role. Like Sripada Ramanujacharya, he was accepted. Acharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, these are all personalities. Haridas Thakur. Because of their great qualities, they are accepted as certain role. So that's the role of a Brahmana, upper varnas, Brahmana, Kshatriyas. Kshatriyas has to be fearless, protecting, giving charity. Nobody should suffer in the kingdom. Nobody should be distressed, nobody should be, going without food, shelter. They take care. Therefore they're kings. So the Vaishyas, they do a lot of mercantile, but they maintain the people who depend on them. I know there are people, like they call Jamindars, like Raghunathas Goswami is from the same family, Jamindar. There are many families, very rich families, mercantile families, and they are maintaining people for generations, some families. The Sudras, those who are working class, depend on them. There is a very loving relationship. If the servant's daughter is getting married, whatever is required, this person gives. Like family member, like their own family member. Of course, they won't give them money, because there is a strong inclination in the Sudra community to enjoy. Strong inclination. That's why that varna is like that. Strong attachment for material enjoyment. So the moment they get money, they will enjoy. And in that enjoyment, they will forget Krishna, and they may become mad in that enjoyment and commit offenses. So therefore they are not given. And because of the care of the superiors, that care is so strong, that affection is so strong, they are not demanding any money for enjoyment. They know they are my well-wisher. That conviction is there. And in such community, thought of Krishna, discussion of Krishna becomes very effective. And all the burners, they progress. But if it is not there, that affection in leadership is not there, then Sudras will rebel, like all the communism, everything is happening. The Kshatriyas are not there, the Gundas are there. And the Brahmanas, if they don't follow the principle of non-violence dependent on Krishna, and so that affection and care in so many different ways, then things simply breaks down. So in that situation, in Kali Yuga, where all these things are happening, so everybody is confused about their duties and their qualities are supporting them or going against them. Should I be Brahmin or not? Should I be non-violent? And the questions all comes, debates come. If somebody is, attacking you, you should also attack back, right? Doesn't matter if they're Brahmin or whatever. So all these debates are coming because everything is confused, topsy-turvy. But however, apart from all these things, Krishna is speaking that qualities has to be maintained, guna. If the karma may change, the guna has to be maintained, because that those inner qualities, inner strength, will actually give us satisfaction, whoever we are. If we accept that understanding and role, who you are, whatever, and we accept that and practice that, try to stay in those qualities as long as possible, as far as possible, then that will give us a kind of satisfaction in life. And we can contemplate on Krishna. That the Varnashrama motive is to stay in guna and karma so that you can please Krishna. The whole idea is to please Krishna and grow. And to that things, Krishna is explaining so many different things we should do so that we can stay in our guna and as far as possible in karma. So, Kali Yuga, because everything is changing, these instructions were way back, 5,000 years. And 12th chapter, 12th canto, Kali Yuga, everything will be described even more vividly. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes in this kind of chaos in society. And even before that, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, they also come. To some extent they try to, you know, try to place this Varnashrama. And Srila Prabhupada also tried to place the Varnashrama within ISKCON. It was kind of still work in progress. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we see, he, in his life, in his avatar, just 48 years, he tried to emphasize more on qualities and then the karma or the birth. Qualities and activity than the birth. But even in that, we see that the devotees who took various roles in the Varnashrama order, they tried to respect the Varnashrama system. They didn't want to step out of Varnashrama system. For example, Haridas Thakur, he is Lord Brahma. Or Vidura, he is Yamaraj. But because he is son of Vyasadev, actually, you know, high varna. But because mother was not Dasi, she was servant, so he was not given the role of king. Actually, when Vichitravirya and the other mother, they died, Vidura should be the king, his brother, son of Vyasadev. Right. But because he was born, it's very, very complicated actually. So he was not offered the kingdom at all and he didn't protect at all. He was prime minister but not king. Whereas Satyavati is actually a fisherwoman. Right? But her sons were thrown as king. It's very strange. But then we see that Vidura is actually loved by Krishna. He came to his home. He took banana pills as his lunch. He was hungry. Hungry both. Probably he was hungry for some food and he was hungry for love also. He was getting both in the form of banana pills and he was eating. So, sometimes it may all appear like this and that, but Krishna, he gives and everybody's, you know, peace, whatever they want, they deserve, he supplies it. So there is nothing to worry. When things go this way or that way, it is fine, perfect. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, Haridas Thakur, is Brahma taking birth in a Mlecha family. And he is living in Jagannath Puri and he is not entering Jagannath temple. Although Mahaprabhu is embracing him every day, giving his own Mahaprasad, eating his own Mahaprasad, sending actually. His servant brings Prasad to him because he chants all the time. So the care, again, you know, he sends the Mahaprasad for him, he meets him every day, he hugs him every day. And he's saying, I don't enter because I'm not qualified. So although in qualities and practice they're very high, but they respect the Varnashrama. Because what will happen, the others who are not in that platform will start misusing the whole thing. So that is a very important role for all those who, despite their burden, they transcend, they grow, whatever it is, they should still respect the varnas and ashramas. And in that way, there can be actually peace and happiness. Hare Krishna. I hope I have not spoken something inappropriate. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Yes, please.
In case of devotees, like in our society, suppose if somebody, do we also, are we kind of transcendental or or we are on the, in the varnas and...
Okay. Thank you for that question. See, it is, we have to check with ourselves and to check with some superiors. We are practicing devotees. We are not devotees in that sense. We are not devotees, yet not like Kanishta, Madhyam, Uttam, the different categories are there. So when you say devotee, in general it refers to pure devotee. In general, just like rice means basmati rice, Prabhupada says. Ghee means cow ghee, not vice. Not to follow. Ghee means cow ghee. So, devotee means generally pure devotee. But others are also called devotee, you know, bhakta, doing some service, chanting, and these are also devotee of Krishna. But in general, it refers to pure devotees. In that sense, we are practicing devotees, we are not pure devotees. Most of us, to be honest. So therefore we have to be careful. We have to be careful, not take up that role as transcendental, because that is even better than Brahmin. All the qualities in Brahmin will naturally manifest in such devotees. Or all the great qualities of Kshatriyas. Pure devotee can be anybody. He can be Brahmana, he can be Vaishya, he can be Kshatriya, he can be Shudra. Like if you see in Mahaprabhu, I said, Ramanujacharya's pastime, the another example, good example, this devotee, his name is, I think, Andhrapurna, who was living in Kanchipuram. And Ramanujacharya wanted to be his disciple. He approached him. His role was to fan the Lord. He didn't have that qualification to enter the altar and decorate the Lord, touch the Lord. He didn't have that privilege. But because of his devotion, Lord was speaking to him directly. But again, he remained in his role as whatever he is. But he has already transcended. He has transcended. But he didn't give up that role. So, in ISKCON, because we are given different roles to serve, like Srila Prabhupada and other acharyas, teachers, spiritual masters, we should perform that role. At the same time, we should understand who we are and not transgress that, you know. Don't claim to be big people or this or that. Otherwise, it will create problem for us only. We will be miserable. And when we transcend, how do you know we transcend? People like Ramanujacharya will come and fall at our feet. Fall at our feet and say, please give me diksha. Things like that will happen. But that's not going to happen till that time. Just let us. Our Lord Gopinath will keep speaking to us or play flute for us or whatever. You know, that situation, whenever it comes, we'll see what to do. Okay, thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.